How are you doing? Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
What about you, Martin?
Great.
What did you think of just Aller and his showing yesterday?
I thought Aller looked good. He came out throwing hard, 94. Using his fastball, and overall, I think it's great to see him out there and get his opportunity. I know he talked about that, not having a spring training game at the major league level on his belt, so I'm sure he's excited for it.
Is he somebody who's competing, I guess, for rotation spot potentially?
Yeah, he's obviously in the mix in terms of competing for a job on this team. I can't give you direction in terms of rotation, bullpen. It's just, again, we're in this process of evaluating everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mark, do you see the first couple of weeks of the regular season where your starter, if he goes four innings, that's good? I mean, are you targeting that? I expect that our guys would be ready to do five, given with the shortened things and trying to get everything done.
Well, Vince, in an ideal world, our starter goes seven and he throws 90 pitches. I can't map that out right now. It's just too far in advance to think, what we want from them or what we can get from them. I know what I want from them, but what I can get from them, we'll see. In terms of the build-up, we're building them up for, I think their last outing here would be at least 80-plus pitches. So,
does that impact the way that you're going to set up your full staff? That second guy, every guy's crucial, but that may, if you've got to piggyback into that next guy?
Again, we're building our relievers so they can be one-plus guys. So, in terms of how we build the staff, our expectation is that, guys down in the bullpen can go one plus and based on how the game flows and how our series goes, we'll obviously manage that when we get there.
Was there anything, you mentioned the velocity with all of your, did you note anything else just kind of about other stuff? Or just the way
secondary pitches look good too. First time seeing him out on the mound in a game, I thought he handled himself really well for the emotion. I'm sure he was, not only anxious but amped up about it, and he settled in pretty quickly.
How much did you like the Kemp Elvis combination at the top yesterday?
Elvis,
that kind of ball.
Yeah, Elvis is a professional hitter. He's utilized the hit and run last year a little bit with Elvis, and again, having Tony on base three times is awesome. The top of the order creating offense and creating a little bit of chaos is great.
Does that become more important this year?
Well, we're still identifying how we're going to play offense as a team. We lost a lot of slug in terms of the corner guys and their production, but we're looking to find our identity throughout these 18 games and go into the season ready to play baseball that we want.
Do you think the tweaking will continue close to opening day, or will there be a point where you want to kind of play your lineup for six, seven, eight innings for the last 4 or 5 days? Or is this, the spring's different?
Yeah, too far away can really to address that.
Options, but we've seen Tony up there a few times. Are there other guys that you would maybe consider, or is it going to be kind of a case-by-case basis for games in terms of leading off the lineup, top of the lineup?
I think Tony's done a great job. I think you look at Tony's on-base percentage, his at-bats, the way he conducted them last year, is in the spring training now in a short period of time, but he's definitely a guy that I could see in that position going forward. But again, we do still have a lot of competition, and we're going to continue to assess it.
You've seen all the good and the bad of Lou Trevino, and now you've seen a couple of outings of spring yesterday. What are you seeing right now? How important is he for you?
He's really important, and I only remember the good. So I don't know what you're talking about, Lou Trevino being bad. These flakes of gray are from my family. They're not from watching Lou Trevino. Yeah. No, it's, you know.
What gets the best out of Lou? Because there's been the fastball cutter guy. There's been a guy that's used four pitches. There's been a guy that has great stuff. Sometimes it doesn't translate to confidence-wise on the mound.
Well, if we just only result orientated, and when we don't have success, we dive into, you know, why, as opposed to maybe just hitters too good at bats, and you face some pretty darn good professional hitters in a high leverage situation, didn't work out, right? So identifying what Lou does best is what Scott, you know, and the coaching staff is going to do, and provide Lou every, you know, avenue of information to realize what Lou needs to do to be successful this year and going forward.
Seemed to sneak a couple of times. Now, what did you just thought?
He's done a nice job. You know, lefty with a plus breaking ball. He's got some life on his heater. You know, I think he's, you know, in my mind, looking at him, you know, I think he can get righties out as well. So.
What'd you think of Logue yesterday?
Yeah, I thought for the first time seeing him, Zach did a nice job. You know, his 92, 93 looks like it plays up a little bit from a velo standpoint. Command, you know, four pitches. So, like what I saw.
Can you talk about Stephen Vogt?
Yeah, I can. Stephen will be out here today. We want to get Stephen on some velo from a machine standpoint. And again, it will go day by day, but yesterday was a good day for him.
Why did you feel it was important to have him back here?
Wait. Were we talking about Piscotty or Vogt?
I'm talking about Vogt.
Oh, Vogt. Let's rewind. I have Piscotty in my head. Vogt.
Both PHs.
So Vogt, I can't address Vogt yet. It's pending physical. So, okay. Yeah, I can't talk about him. Piscotty, who's on my mind, like right here. Vogt's back here. Piscotty.
Facing velo.
Velo. No, he wants to get, we're going to get him on a velo machine. Yeah, but he had a good day yesterday, so. Let's talk about it. I only got the players on my team right now. The other one is back there.
No restrictions for Steven. Piscotty is for a swing in the bat.
No, swing in the bat. No, he's going to go off velo today and see how he feels. And yeah, we'll continue to advance him. He may have to, you know, go get some live at-bats at the minor leagues, but we're gonna take him day by day, but it's a good day yesterday, so that's positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else front of mind you'd like to address, or
no? But having two Stevens, they don't spell it the right way though. STPH, yeah. It's VN for me. So
I noticed that you're pretty happy.
All good.